This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. To Yemen now, where an old oil tanker could make a humanitarian crisis worse. The ship called the FSO Safar is moored in the Red Sea near the port city of Hodeidah. The tanker holds more than a million barrels of crude. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other world leaders are concerned the corroding ship could spring a leak. Daniel Ackerman has more.
The tanker was operated by Yemen's state-run oil company, but in 2015, Houthi rebels seized Hodeidah, limiting access to the ship. Photos show its hull pockmarked with rust, and volatile gases are building up inside. Yemen's foreign minister, Mohammed al-Hadrami, says even as his country grapples with civil war, the Safar is what keeps him up at night.
And for good reason, if a spill is to happen, or if an explosion, God forbid, is to happen, all other problems in Yemen, including coronavirus pandemic now, would in fact pale in comparison.
Al-Hadrami worries about poisoned fisheries, especially as food insecurity grows in Yemen. Drinking water is a concern too. Neighboring countries would have to shutter desalination plants, and estimated cleanup costs would almost match Yemen's $26 billion GDP.
We will spend close to $20 billion trying to solve this, to just clean it up, and we will not be able to do it in decades.
Yemen's civil war is often viewed as a proxy battle. For 5 years, the Iran-backed Houthis have held the ship's port in Yemen's north. A Saudi-led coalition is helping Yemen's government reclaim it. The fight has become a humanitarian disaster. Human Rights Watch says both sides have targeted civilians, killing more than 17,000. And the tanker?
It's a bit of a pawn in an ongoing civil war.
Ian Ralby is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. Yemen has asked the UN to salvage the ship's oil. The Houthis have said they'd allow that only as part of a broader deal.
And thus far, that has been unachievable.
The Houthis recently agreed to let the UN inspect the ship. That alone won't avert catastrophe. But Ralby hopes it's a step forward.
And I think we have to maintain that optimism because this is a solvable problem. We just need the momentum to get everybody to recognize that no one wins if this thing goes down.
The Houthis have maintained the tanker just enough to keep it afloat, at least for now. I'm Daniel Ackerman for Marketplace.